Proclamation number 200 dated the November 25th, 1937. Battle of Light with Darkness. Continuation of Bertha Dud 0199. Oh, it is so pleasing for us to watch your endeavor. Anyone who strives towards the light like that cannot descend into darkness. Therefore continue to receive our teachings so devotedly. After all, it benefits the salvation of your soul and that of many others. And thus today we want to give you the final conclusion to yesterday's work. Throughout short intervals of time and space, numerous beings of light go through their period of development embedded in animal and plant life, and they, too, unconsciously strive time and again towards the light. After a long time, during which they continue to develop higher in various stages, they enter the last stage before their spiritual rebirth, the embodiment as a human being. At this stage the battle begins with the darkness, which would like to deprive this earthly being of its purpose and completely pull the soul down into obscurity. And since the human being has free will at this stage to make a personal choice for good or evil, for light or darkness, this battle carries tremendous responsibility, for his apostasy from the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Light, would signify a struggle which would last for thousands of years again until this soul is finally also redeemed thanks to the never-ending help of the enlightened spiritual being's love. Countless beings would strive more persistently were they aware of this responsibility, yet the human being should find the path to God of his own accord. Only then will he once again be able to become a part of that which he was at the beginning of the world. Where God's omnipotence and love takes effect, none of the tiny beings of light goes astray. This is why your attention is repeatedly drawn to the fact that, in infinity, every being takes its designated path, conducive to its development, in the care of the Father. The profundity of this law does not seem comprehensible to you, yet neither will you be able to grasp your Heavenly Father's infinite magnitude before you have become what your purpose is, to be as one with the Divine Father. Amen.